Stories of raids at filthy puppy mills inspired the Puppy Protection Act. The senior vice president at the Humane Society of the United States says the act would require commercial breeders to expose their puppies to other dogs and humans. Wayne Pacelli says it would also set limits on the age and number of times a female dog can be bred. Those provisions would be added to a list of things agricultural inspectors look for when visiting puppy mills. Pacelli says it would not increase the number of breeders to be inspected.
Anybody who has more than three breeding females per year is now currently covered under the Animal Welfare Act. They're inspected for certain sanitary conditions, feeding, watering. And what the Puppy Protection Act would do is say that you've got to observe these limits on breeding, and you also have to socialize the animals. You can't just keep the animal isolated in a cage.
Pacelli says commercial breeders are defined as those who supply dogs to pet stores. But dog breeders are worried that the outcome of a lawsuit, combined with the Puppy Protection Act, could result in hobbyists being exposed to inspections. A federal judge ruled last year that the USDA should inspect dog owners who sell directly to the public. The case is on appeal. A spokesperson for the Dog Federation of Wisconsin says the Puppy Protection Act could backfire. Pam Thomas says there is already a shortage of inspectors to look after commercial operations. Adding hobby breeders to the mix will spread them even thinner.
A lot of those concerns, as far as the health and the welfare, can be addressed if the Animal Welfare Act, as it exists today, is enforced. And our concern is that it's not enforced now. Enforcement will become even more watered down should the Puppy Protection Act go through.
The American Kennel Club is lobbying against the Puppy Protection Act, which was included in the Senate version of the Farm Bill. The bill is now in conference committee. But supporters of the act, like the Humane Society, say the real reason the AKC is against it is the fees the organization gets from registering puppy mill operators. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.